By combining two existing but limited technologies, researchers in America have devised a novel way to generate electricity from wastewater, and all it took was a pinch of the right salt. The two technologies are microbial fuel cells, or MFCs, and reverse electrodialysis cells, or RED cells. MFCs use naturally occurring microbe species known as exoelectrogenic bacteria, which break down organic matter and release electrons to create a voltage. RED cells rely on a salinity gradient, so they use seawater and freshwater separated by a stack of selectively permeable membranes that will allow only either positive or negative ions through. These membranes are then connected to electrodes, and together they contribute to an electric current. Each membrane only actually provides a small amount to the total current, so a working RED cell requires many layers of membranes. To keep the supply of sea or fresh water, RED systems presently need to be built by the coast, and when using natural water sources, river waters or coastal water, they suffer from fouling unless the water is extensively and expensively filtered first. So by combining the two different types of cell and feeding in waste fresh water, Professor Bruce Logan and colleagues at Penn State University were able to make a microbial reverse electrodialysis cell, or an MRC, so combining the two. And this not only generated significantly more energy than the fuel cell alone, but it also needed fewer membranes than a traditional RED cell. That makes it cheaper. By using ammonium bicarbonate as their salt source instead of using seawater, they were able to increase the efficiency and then sever the tie to coastal regions. Ammonium bicarbonate solution is actually easily produced using waste heat, which you'll often find in the places where they're dealing with wastewater, and can be reclaimed and recycled within the system. Logan and colleagues argue that this technology could tip the energy balance of water purification because their system helped to purify wastewater whilst generating 0.94 kilowatt hours of electricity per kilogram. Traditional treatment of wastewater, though, where you use activated sludge, that actually consumes 1.2 kilowatt hours per kilogram of organic matter. Now, this would provide a very strong incentive to build these treatment plants in energy-poor areas where you could provide both power and sanitised water in one go.
So this probably isn't going to be the solution to our energy problems, but it might make purifying water a lot cheaper and easier in all over the world.
Well, as they say about the energy balance, if you can actually purify water and provide even a small amount of energy, then yes, it clearly becomes a lot cheaper, a far more efficient process, and that's a strong incentive to build these plants. So yes, you're right, it's not going to replace all of the nuclear or coal-powered plants in the world, but it will give us cleaner water for less cost and a little bit of power into the deal.